All right, welcome, boys and girls, and filthy animals of all ages. Right now, it's a little PSA I'm going to start before we get the podcast going. So right now, I'm going to let you know we got Wes in the building. It's your boy, Drano. You know what it is. This is the Down on 3 podcast. And let me tell you a little bit about the name. The Down on 3 podcast, because I've been doing this podcast thing for a long time. I quit a lot of times. It's just because I be getting frustrated. So sometimes I have to take a long break. The Bad Bros podcast is what I got with all my different people. I have a bunch of people coming on that. I got Big Rich. I got Butter. I got So Crazy. GB's doing his thing. You need to check out his page, So Crazy TV. We'll be talking about basketball and that. And we got a lot of things going on with the Bad Bros podcast. Right now, the Down on 3 podcast is going to be with me and Wes. And let you know everything, too. Everything's going to be going to video. By the time in the summer, everything will be video. So it's not right now, it's going to be just audio. And this podcast is available on all platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you want to listen to podcasts, we're on there. So you need to check that out. So just to let you know, this is the Down on 3 podcast, because I've been doing this thing for a while. I've been doing this since like 07, but I would just quit a lot. And the reason for the name Down on 3 is because right now, this is probably the first year, and it's 24, that we're actually going to be consistent. Let them know media and with the channels and everything we're doing, we're going to be consistently putting out content, pumping out content, doing it on the daily. So the reason why it's Down on 3 is because we're like Down on 3. Right now, all the other podcasts all the other podcasts out there had to jump on us. So right now, we're Down on 3. But we're going to come back, and we'll win 4-3. That's just what it is. Because pretty soon, this will be the most dominant podcast, the most dominant media company that they've ever seen, that you'll ever see, with the best content. And that's just what it's going to be. Also, be on the lookout for me and my boy Bishop. We have this thing coming out where he cooks out, and I'll tell you what's going on. Bunch of different episodes with that. So Lebanon Media is going to be pumping out content, pumping out music, and just make sure you always be looking out for us, because we're going to do it big. Now I'm done with that, so let's jump into this episode real quick. So this is going to be the very first episode of the Down on 3 podcast. It's going to be me and Wes, and we got a bunch of topics we're going to get to. We're going to get to the games last night, the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, and we're also going to get to Luka scoring 73. We're going to get to the fact that Dak has Hulkamania boots. Well, his socks look like Hulkamania boots. And we're going to get how the fact that all he does is throw interceptions is in big moments. And we're also going to get to the fact that who we're going to think we're going to win the Super Bowl, the quarterback's performances, and everything in between. But right now, let's start off with the first topic. Let me introduce you. Wes is in the building. You here?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So this is going to be the duo that you're going to hear on these shows on Down on 3. Right now, we're going to jump right into it. The first topic is going to be the Lions and the 49ers game. We both watched it last night. We both have our opinions about it. And just to jump into it, whose fault do you think it was that the Lions lost? Specific.
Yeah. It's that 4th and 2. That coaching. Dan Campbell's been doing good all year. You know, he loves to go on 4th down, but those big moments and those playoff moments, you got to get every point you got to get. And I think that 4th and 2 was the turning point in the whole game.
I agree. Like, we talked about this earlier. Momentum is a lot of stuff. I think personally, what he did to get to that point, he goes for it. He's known as, like, he's going to take chances, he's going to do his thing. Mm-hmm. No one likes to change, like, when you get there. A lot of coaches, when they'll say they have an offense where they're throwing the ball, they're scoring points, and then they get to the big moment, they get conservative, they get scared, start running, stop doing what got him there. Well, he did what got him there. He kept going for it on 4th and 2. He's been doing that all year, and it's been working out. But at a certain point, you kind of got to look at the situation you're in. You're up by two touchdowns. If you kick a field goal, that's 3 possessions. And then you can run clock. You can do a lot of different things. But if you don't get it, momentum. Momentum is a big thing. We talked about that earlier. Momentum is a big thing. Yep. And whenever you didn't get it, that changed momentum. Now, to me personally, I'm not going to blame the coach you so much, because I think players make the plays. And Jared Goff put balls that were just dropped. When the ball – like, you could say, like, if they would have went for it and Goff would have got – I'm not talking about the second 4th down. The second 4th down, it was kind of they rushed him. It was a bad situation. But the first one, the Reynolds dropped, and then not even on the 4th down, another play, he catches another third and like I think it was 3rd and long. He catches that one. They're going down the field, and momentum swings back. So at a certain point, players got to make plays, and you're looking for someone to blame. Players got to make plays, and the same thing with the Cowboys. If you look at the 2007 divisional round, Romo throws it to Creighton, hits him in the hands. He catches that ball. They take it to the end zone. He takes it to the end zone. They were already up 17. They were already up 17-14. Then the score goes to 24, just like that. So it'll be 24-14. But instead, he drops it. We punt. Giants return it to our 30. They score 21-17. That's the end of the game. So I understand, like, you know, blaming the coach, and I also understand, like, you got to get points. I was telling you that yesterday. Like, you got to get points. But at some point, too, players got to make plays. Like, at some point. I think the fact for the amount of yards he rushed for like 48.
48, I think, was it 48?
I think he rushed for 48, and I think not only the times that he rushed for 48, I think the amount not the amount of yards, but when he did it. So I think he rushed and he got first downs. He moved the chains. He got him out of bad situations, and I think not only it's not only how much he rushed, but it's when you get your yards. So he knew when to pull it down and take off, and he knew when to throw it, which some would say about Lamar Jackson that he did a lot of. Instead of the second, third hitch, he kept staying in the pocket instead of taking off, which a lot of people think he should have done. But we'll get to that. But I think overall, Brock Purdy did okay. But also, sometimes it pays to be more lucky than good, because Lions had an interception bounce off their face, literally, and San Francisco caught it. And that's what swung the whole momentum where they scored. Now, and that's what I'm saying about players. Now, as a defensive guy, if you make that interception, no one's saying anything about Brock Purdy, because that changed the whole momentum. Everyone's saying Brock Purdy, sorry. The Lions are off to the championship. They make that play. San Francisco don't score. Lions got the ball back. Brock Purdy, I'm sure, is going to be down, and it's going to be a whole swing. So as much as I want to say about Dan Campbell, at some point, these players got to make plays.
Yeah, because back to that, you know, the first fourth down play attempt.
Yeah.
After that happened, you know, two plays later, they get a touchdown. Yeah. Lions get the ball back. First play of that drive, they fumble. Touchdown.
That's crazy.
That fumble. And they tie it in 8 minutes. Jared Goff didn't have any time.
That's crazy. And not only that, like, that fumble, like, you know what I'm saying, when things start with that's my momentum. I'm talking about, like, he should have just kicked the field goal, because momentum, like, one thing goes wrong, then another. Like, because if you remember that, the Dez catch game, if you remember, we were up 14-0.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Murray gets a handoff. The hole is bigger than, I'm talking, that hole is like bigger than a fucking prostitute's on a Saturday night.
I'm waiting for it.
That's wild. So, like, he goes through the hole, pause, and then he fumbles. They knock the ball out, and that turned everything around. They score. The catch, like, if he just breaks that hole, we're up 21. Because there was no one. If you watch that play, there's no one in front of him. He scores. Once he gets in the lineman, all he did was stick his hand out and knock the ball out. No one was near him. So at some point, these players got to make plays. Like, they just have to. And so I understand Dan Campbell. I'd like to play for a coach like that. That makes you bring your nuts to play. Because anytime I play sports, like, if I felt like my teammate was soft, I just had no respect for him. I didn't want him around me. And coaches need to weed out players that ain't soft. And it'll never happen for the Cowboys, because they can always cry to Jerry, and Jerry will keep him around.
Yeah, Dan Campbell, he's got a big heart. He's got a big, he's got big energy that, like you've seen, is transformed that whole entire team.
Yeah, and the organization. Like, it makes you want to play for him. And Dan Campbell kind of stayed true to who he was, did what he did. I would kick field goals. He should have kicked both field goals, in my opinion. That's what I would have done. But players got to make plays.
They'll be back. It'll be a huge learning experience for him. You know, it's
They're young. Yeah. They're super young. And even Goff, like, you know, he's been in the league for a while, but he's still not old. He's super young.
And it's like I told you earlier, you know, what he said at the post-conference, you know, this is going to be our only chance. And like, no, it's not going to be your only chance.
Yeah.
You got to get out of the mentality. You came a long way, so keep going.
Yeah, that's true. So, we're going to move on from that. Second thing we're going to talk about is the Baltimore, the Ravens and the Chiefs game. Now, everyone can have your opinion about whatever.
Lamar pissed me off.
Before the game started, who did you think was going to win?
You know, I really wanted to go for Lamar. You know, Ravens, underdog.
I thought they were going to win, to be honest.
I really thought they were. But, you know, they scored that first touchdown, and then they were scoreless for about two quarters or so. Three quarters.
Four. Yeah, they didn't score until the fourth quarter again.
Fourth quarter. Like,
it was 17-7 for the longest. Then they hit the field goal. So, my whole thing is, when you get – okay – Lamar kept, for whatever reason, he kept holding the ball. And it was – and Patrick, too, was, like, getting me. It was like, when no one's open, I don't understand. You can run like Lamar. If no one's open as a receiver, I mean, as a coach, spread him out, have him run all outs, See, whenever they're in man, even if they're not in man, he can beat the linebacker. I mean, drop back, one hitch, two hitch, go.
Yeah, and there were times where he was taking unnecessary sacks. Like, he could have thrown it, you know, yeah, like, out of bounds.
Just back up and just take off. Like, and that makes me mad with Dak, too. Like, it's not there. Don't be holding on the ball for 20 minutes when it's not there. Drop back. He's not the first read, second read, go. Take off. Because the defense is – Baltimore gave up points early, but at the second half, them motherfuckers playing lights out. And the Chiefs, like, them defense started playing for real. So once you see, like, you're not getting separation, man, you got to go. Now, Flower, he got a penalty where he scored. I mean, not when he scored, but he got a big first down, and he got a penalty for taunting. Then he gets a touchdown, and Flowers is about to jump through. Now everyone knows if it's not fourth down where you got to have that touchdown, you put the ball in harm's way. But we just saw that from Hardman and the Chiefs. So if it's not fourth down, don't put the ball in harm's way. It happened to CD where he was trying to score. It happened to Dez, if that catch. If he didn't try to score, we would be on the first down of the Packers, run some more clock, score, go to the NFC Championship, win the whole thing.
Yeah, I fumbled.
Damn, you know what, man? I can't get over them games. Man, I be bringing up some old-ass games. But that's my point. Like, in the playoffs, ball security is important. And how – go back to the Lions game, how as a running back do you not know which hand is supposed to go up and down when you're already a pro? And then you fumble the ball. He still kind of got a hold of it before a fumble came out, but still, like, how do you not? This is the playoffs. Everything should be crisp. Like, it's a playoff. You don't dive and put the ball in harm's way unless you need to. And that right there, if they score, it's 17-14. If they score it there with a whole quarter almost left, what do you think's going to happen? Momentum, nervous, shit's getting tight.
Oh, everything changes.
Everything. If they score right there, everything changes. And he and you can't put the ball in harm's way. And Snead made a play. Whew. Man, if I'm Pat Mahomes, I'm taking him out to eat because I'm cheap. I wouldn't give nobody nothing expensive. But you know, I'll buy you a burger or something because you made
Pat
a hell
Mahomes is gonna get you anything though.
You made a hell of a play, and you saved the game. Because in my opinion, if it's 17-14, Ravens got momentum. They winning that motherfucker. In my opinion. And I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm a Patriots fan. He's from Texas. Quarterback. I want him to win the whole thing again. But but I'm a Lamar fan too, because everyone tried to say he wasn't good coming out. I've been knowing he's good. I wanted him to win or whatever, but Flowers, that changed. Anybody can dissect and make whatever up about anything else, but that play right there changed the whole game.
Yeah, you know, they'll be back in the mix as well, along with the Lions.
Yeah. Next year. That's what I think too. Next year will be Ravens. I think y'all better be careful with the Chargers. Don't play with Jim Harbaugh. That motherfucker a real coach. He's a good coach. That's who I wanted the Cowboys to get. But we don't want to win, so, you know, whatever. I'm not a Cowboy.
You got Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers now. He gonna be
yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what? Whatever. Cowboys, whatever. I'm tired of it. You know what? Whatever. I'm so mad. I can't stand the Cowboys. Like, fuck. I don't even want to be a fan no more. But
I expected to lose. I wanted to win, but I expected to lose, but not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Not in first round. You know what I expected? On my picks, I had us win the Super Bowl because I'm a fan of the Cowboys. But deep down, man, we ain't shit.
I mean, yeah, I'm a huge fan. But, like, you can't ignore the facts. You can't ignore what you see every single game. Like, there's flaws in every game when you look
at it. Yeah. So that's a good bridge to our next topic. So now let's talk about our team, the Dallas Cowboys. Let's change things up, Wes. Let's say this. Let's say Jerry Jones walks up to you and says, Wes, you make the choice. You make the decisions now. What do you do? Right now, today, it's your team. What do you do?
Oh, season's over. I'm making decisions now?
Yeah, your team. What do you do?
How long is – I forgot. How much longer did Dak on his contract?
This is last year.
This is last year?
But our cap's going to take a massive, nasty hit, 60 million.
Because we don't have a big cap space, do we?
No, we're fucked. We're fucked.
Yeah.
But I'll take the hit just to get rid of him, to me. But, I don't know.
I mean, after 8 years, like, you would expect so much more than, what, two playoff wins, playoff win, three losses.
And but it's not just that. It's like, you have a team, not all pros. It's not like you're like Romo with walking out there with Miles Austin, like, Char Choice, Lance Dunbar. Like, we're giving you, like, you're out there with not all pros. Like,
yeah, we
do
we,
some.
We got dogs on our team.
So, like, if they gave me the keys right now, first thing I'm doing is telling Dak, we're having a meeting first day. Look, where you want to go? Because we ain't extending you. We'll take the hit. 60 mil, it's going to be tough. But we're rebuilding. First thing I would have done, first of all, I would have. It's hard for me to say because my first option is to fire McCarthy, tell Jim Harbaugh, look, you're coming to Cowboys. We'll get you a quarterback, and we'll go from there. And then so my first thing is fire McCarthy, get Jim Harbaugh as my coach, and then, okay, I got time. So tell him, hey, we're rebuilding. You ain't got to worry about rebuilding, and you're the coach. First thing I'm going to do is tell Dak, look, you ain't going to be here. First, I'm going to tell him straight up, where do you want to go? I'll try to trade you. If not, play out your contract. We'll take the hit, and you're gone.
You trading him or demoting him?
Who?
Dak.
No, he's going to be our quarterback next year if he's here. If he doesn't take a trade, accept a trade, then he's going to play quarterback. But you can play a quarterback next year, but next year is not we're not trying to, like, whatever. Because what I'm doing is they're going to draft Caleb Williams first pick. They're going to draft Drake May, and hopefully they take one more quarterback. I doubt they will, but then it starts to look like they're going to get Jaden Daniels, and that's who I want as quarterback. Jaden Daniels out of LSU. I used to argue with people all the time when he was at ASU and he was going off. I was like, he's going to win a Heisman. But I know everything. I said that about Robert Griffin III before he was even doing anything. I said he's going to win a Heisman. Before a lot of players blew up, I said they were going to win, and they became good. Because in college, you could tell when a quarterback's good quick. NFL, not so much. But college, either they're good really fast or they're just going to be always average or sorry. And first thing I would do is you're going to have to get around 10, 9, 7 to get to that to get Jaden Daniels. And what I'm telling Dak, look, we're drafting Jaden Daniels. We're keeping Trey Lance. So what I'm doing is trying to draft Jaden Daniels. And the first thing I'm going to do is trade CD to Kansas City.
You trading CD?
Yeah. Trading CD and telling, look, CD, we know it's not you. We know, but you're going to be, by the time we're going to have to pay you all this money, by the time our team is ready, you're going to be already in another contract. You're going to be too old. Not that you're going to be too old, but, like, you're already going to be on another contract. We're looking to be ready in 3 years, maybe, two, maybe, if we're lucky. And then you'll be all, like, towards the end of getting another contract. We got to make sure we get this quarterback. So, where do you want to go? I'm trying to get you with a good quarterback. I was like, I'm going to do you a fair. I'm going to call the Chiefs up. They need a good receiver. Imagine Patrick Mahomes with CD. So, I'll tell Kansas City, look, I'm going to need a couple ones. I'm going to need you to come off Pacheco. I'm going to need you to come off that shit real quick. See what they do. I don't know if they're going to, but I'm going to need you to come off him. I'm going to need you to come off Rice. We get some young. I want young animals. I like how Pacheco runs. I like how Rice is.
So I'm like, yeah, Rice is
so
nice.
I'll tell him, like, we need. So I'm going to say, y'all need to come up off that shit, and we'll give you CD.
You know, I don't think to get Rice, you would have to get CD. Because I was thinking maybe keep a CD and trading. His name just Gallup? Left my mind. Gallup.
He's gone. We're going to cut him. We can cut him.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
No, we haven't, but we can.
Yeah.
So we're just going to cut him.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, I liked him in the beginning, but
he ain't been the same after he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, and like, so I'm getting rid of CD, and it's like, not that I want to, but like, because I want CD to have a good career, give him a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then I'm telling Micah, it's a wrap for you, boy. Like, straight up. Yeah, I'm trading him. Micah. So I'm trading him to get some fat, a D lineman. I need some animal. I need some, look at Crosby.
I think the thing is they need to keep Micah off the ball. They need to keep him in linebacker.
Well,
and they need to get somebody else as a defensive.
He needs to rush. He needs to rush. Like, if he's not rushing, he's not no good.
Yeah, keep him at a linebacker and rush him at a full run. Yeah.
Just rush all day long. But I don't think we need 4 or 5 DeMarcus Lawrences out there. We need interior animals. We need a defensive line like Detroit has, where they're all just animals up front. Right,
yeah,
now
the D line needs work.
We just got Lawrence and Micah don't show up when he needs to. Micah just shows up when it's convenient.
Yeah, you got Lawrence. Armstrong is all on and off.
Yeah, so what I would do is I'm trading him, trading him to someone for a low pick. I need the third pick and more. So we're stacking picks, and we get Jaden Daniels. Boom. Once we get that, anybody who costs money, they're out the door. And we're going to start building cap, drafting young linemen, because we got a coach that knows what he's doing. If we had Jim Harbaugh, he's won everywhere he's been. So I'm like, look, we got you a quarterback. We got you space. We got you picks. We got you a fucking dog in Pacheco. We got you a fucking receiver that's coming up who's going to be ready, who played high school in Texas, who knows what who's not going to be scared of shit at receiver. We're getting younger. Like, you got 3 or 4 years. Don't disappoint me. And woo, imagine Harbaugh and Jaden Daniels with fucking all these picks. And then Trayvon Diggs starts to like look the same, he's gone. Trading him, getting picks. As soon as Deron Bland makes a couple of whatever, he's gone. Trading picks. Once my quarterback Jaden Daniels becomes I say 3 years, he like becomes like ready to go. Mm-hmm. All his young, like Detroit, all them young motherfuckers will be in their third year. And then our third year, we have a quarterback who's ready. Yeah. That's what I want. But
okay,
what do I know? But well, I'll tell you what I know. I'm glad you asked.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you what I know. Now, my plan right there, a lot of people listen to my plan and be like, oh, he's fucking just talking out of his ass. But guess what? Guess what I said in 2016 to anyone who would listen? I said, oh, everyone's on Dak's nuts?
Trade Dak.
Trade him. And draft who? I was, man, anyone around me know I was saying draft Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback in the draft. These motherfuckers out there talking about Mitchell Trubisky. These motherfuckers don't know. These motherfuckers wouldn't know a quarterback if they fucking sit on their lap. Like, I'm fucking, I don't even know what that analogy was about. I don't even know that. It doesn't even make sense.
I'm not going to lie. I was one of those people who was like, all right, Dak might be our guy. You know, no. But then I noticed when it comes to new quarterbacks in their first year, defenses don't know what to expect. And so.
That's true.
Those new quarterbacks, they're gonna go off that year. Then the next year, they see all that tape, and then they realize what your mannerisms are, how you play, and then you're not the same anymore.
Because I'll tell
That's
you
exactly
what
happened with Dak.
Once they started to be like, oh, he can't do it. Because whenever you got it, when you're out there playing and you don't think, your body resorts to back what's comfortable and the thing that it knows to do. So whenever you're out there, you're just gonna react, and you can't think, oh, they've seen this on tape, they know this is what I do. You're just gonna react. And then right after you let that ball go, you're going to think, oh, shit, they got it and whatever. But whenever it's just react, it's going to be too late. Now, I said we need a trade to get Patrick Mahomes. Everyone thinks Dak's so great. We need that offense should have been the greatest offense we've ever seen. And I was telling people he's not accurate. You got in the NFL, you have to be accurate. That is the number one thing. I don't care if my quarterback's a statue or my quarterback can run the 40 in fucking 2 seconds. You need to put the ball needs to go where you want it to go because these fuckers are too good. Like, it's just you. The ball needs to be every time where you want it to be. Watch that game against the Packers. You see Jordan Love, fucking rookie, throwing that ball. Boom, darts everywhere he's supposed to.
On point with everything.
Dak throwing it fucking behind and front on the ground. Like,
to the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, to the defense. Like,
so force shit, like.
I don't ever think we're ever going to be good. I don't trust us. I don't have any hope for the Cowboys. I have no hope. We'll never be good. They're going to re-sign Dak to create space because that $60 million is too much for them. They're not going to trade no one. And we're going to be sorry.
Yeah, they're keeping everything the same.
They're going to run it back. And I say this every year. I say I'm done watching the Cowboys. I say I'm not a Cowboys fan. If you look at my wall, it's... But I'll be back next year just like everyone else and be mad next year like everyone else and talk shit next year like everyone else. Say I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore like everyone else. Say I'm not watching no more again like everyone else.
It's a love-hate relationship.
And we're going to end up being there watching it again.
It's tradition. Get our hearts broken.
I'm tired. I'm tired of them fools. I'm tired of that team.
I just want to see one Super Bowl. I'm 28 years old. I just want to see one.
That's crazy.
I just want to see one.
28, that's funny because I showed you that graph where...
Yeah, it's been 28 years. Yeah, since we've been doing conference championship.
Yeah. I'm tired of this team. I really am tired of this team. I don't even want to watch them more. I don't even want to be a fan no more. But
we will.
Yeah. I'm going to be there next year.
And there you winks up.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That's what it's going to be. But, yeah, that's how we feel about the Cowboys. And we'll see what happens, though. I mean, it is what it is. Now moving on to the last topic. San Francisco Chiefs. Who do you got winning? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, Super Bowl.
And I'll need to score.
This Chiefs all day. Because if you look at the game yesterday, the Chiefs were flawless. Not completely flawless, but they were a lot better than how, you know, Brock Purdy was in the first half. You know, he wasn't good at all. Brock Purdy was good when the opportunity presented itself.
That's true.
When the mistakes happened. Patrick Mahomes, though, you know. He's Patrick Mahomes. You know, I'm tired of seeing him in the Super Bowl, but, you know, he got that dog in him, too.
Most important to them winning.
For the NFL in a whole, as a whole, Taylor Swift.
For
the team, as just a team, I would say Pat. I don't say Pat. Yeah.
I bet people are like, what the fuck is guys to Taylor Swift?
Oh, NFL, though, the ratings are finna go high with Taylor Swift.
I think Taylor is important to the team, if I'm being honest. Let me tell you why. You know what Travis looked like out there? He looked like...
Yo, he was diving for balls. He was fucking showing it.
Bro, you know what he looked like? He looked like when you're on recess and you got a crush on that girl.
Is she watching you play?
And she watching you play and you trying to let her know, look here, I die for balls out here. Pause. Like, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I fill the holes. I get it popping.
Pause.
Like, he was out there playing like it's recess and his crush was watching and he was finna let everyone know he gets it popping.
He was playing like it was a Super Bowl.
He caught
the first 10 attempts. Like,
when did him and Taylor get together? Do you know? I don't know.
I want to say maybe like a couple months ago, really.
But was it in the middle of the season or?
Yeah.
While they were playing Sorry, right? Were they playing Sorry?
That I can't remember.
I don't know. He turned it on like he's got to win it. Like, I don't know, but maybe I'm just playing around a little too much, but like, I swear, maybe it's just the playoffs. Maybe he's just like, I'm winning out here. I'm not fucking around. We finna get this ring. Maybe it's just that. Or maybe he was out there like it was like he was a little kid and it was recess and he was letting his crush know, like, I get it done. Anyway, what's the score?
I feel like it will be close. 34-27.
Chiefs?
I
think it'll be 38-21 Chiefs. I think Chiefs are going to beat the shit out of them.
It's going to at least be by a touchdown.
I think they're going to beat the shit out of them. Yeah. Like, I think they're going to beat the dog shit out of them. They're going to dog walk them.
You think it's going to be a dog walk? I think it's going to be close.
I think they're going to beat the fucking shit. I think they're going to fucking, like, I think they're going to just act. They're going to put their nuts on their face and drag them. Like, it's going to be awful. Watch. It's going to be a boring Super Bowl. It's not going to be like the Eagles Chiefs. I don't think. Because, like, I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan, obviously, because I love to be right. And everyone knows I was saying he was the best quarterback coming out of college.
He's from Texas.
And he's from Texas. So, obviously, I want him to whatever. But I didn't think they were going to beat the Ravens. I was a little nervous about Miami. These motherfuckers went to the playoffs and turned it on. Mm. They are not the same team they were in the whole year. I mean, and these motherfuckers ain't playing.
I mean, fifth consecutive year, they know the environment.
Yeah, these motherfuckers ain't playing.
They do this.
So, I think they're going to dog walk them. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is the first episode of Down 03. Now, if you heard my little soliloquy in the beginning, then you heard that I said we have all this stuff coming. And trust me, it's coming. Plus, I got songs that I'm dropping. That's just some lightweight shit just because I'm good. We got more stuff coming. This is our first episode. Make sure you check it out. All platforms, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're going to keep doing our thing. Make sure you check out Bad Breath's podcast, everything Let Them Know Media presents. And we have all the stuff that we have coming. And just make sure you like and share. If you like us, cool. And if you don't like us, that's cool too. Anyway, Wes, glad you pulled up.
Yeah, of course.
Glad you on the show.
Appreciate you having me on, man.
And we're going to keep doing this. And just be on the lookout for us because it's going to be a nice year. Thanks for joining us. We're glad you like it. Make sure you like and share and all that stuff. If you like us, cool. If you don't, we don't fucking care. But we're still going to do what we do. Down 03 podcast, first episode. You know what it is. We out. Let them know. 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 Let 'em know, let 'em know, let 'em know. Let 'em know, let 'em know, let 'em know.